We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, tonight the Mavs start the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors in the Chase Center in San Francisco. The line opened up at 5 with the Warriors obviously favored. And everybody thought it was going to be the Warriors and Suns. But Luka Doncic had other ideas. The Mavs get into the Western Conference Finals by knocking off the Suns. And I mean to tell you, they put a beating on them on Sunday like nobody's business. Doncic was absolutely showing off in that game. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He said after the game, you can't get the smile off of my face. I mean, he's like, I think I deserve this. We've been playing hard. Maybe a couple of games we weren't ourselves, but we came here with a statement in game 7. We believed, our locker room believed, everybody believed, so I'm just super happy. I mean, think about Dallas. It's their first playoff series win in beating the Suns since their 2011 championship run. And they were a huge underdog in the semi. They were down 0-2, and then they ripped off 4 of 5. And to win game 7... on the road, in the valley, at the Footprint Center, with the entire sold-out, frenzied crowd booing the Suns as they got lit the F up by 30 in the first half. The game was over at halftime. Luka never played in the fourth quarter. Doncic took control of the game from the jump. He, hit a turnaround J over Ayton in his face, and he finished the first half with 27. That matched Phoenix's total for the first half, and Doncic was the first player in at least 25 seasons to equal or exceed an opponent's scoring in a half of a playoff game. Dinwiddie had 30 on 11 of 15 shooting. And then you combine that with Doncic, and, I mean, these guys, both over 30, you got to be kidding me. Luka ended up with 35, 10 boards, 4 dimes, 2 steals in 30 minutes. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Dallas had Bullock and Finney-Smith playing great D. They held Phoenix to 24% shooting from the floor in the first half. And you get Paul, Booker, and Ayton go 1 of 15 from the floor in the first half, and you are toast. Luka averaged 32.6 points, 9.9 boards, and 7 dimes in the 7 games of the series, leading all players on both teams in each of the 3 categories in the series. That's phenomenal balling. Jason Kidd summed it up. He said, quote, "We believe, and it showed, but we've got to go through this journey. I hate when we label or cap something. We don't know how far this will go. That's why we got to play them. That's why we showed up to play. No one gave us a chance. A lot of people said it was going to be a blowout. Well, they were right. They just didn't have us on the winning side." Well, you got that right, Jay Kidd. I mean, think about Doncic. He's got a history of this in pressure situations. He had 46 points and 14 dimes in a Game 7 loss to the Clippers last year. He kept them in this series. Think about it. In Game 6, he had 33, 11, and 8 dimes with 4 steals facing elimination in Game 6. So he got it done then. Then he shows up in Game 7 and lights it up from everywhere. Brunson had 24. I love this guy as the 2 guard. They can't afford to lose him. I know he's going to get bags everywhere else, big offers everywhere else to leave Dallas and go play somewhere else for all the money in the world. But I think Mark Cuban should try to keep Brunson at any cost. Seriously, because Brunson and Luka together are a phenomenal backcourt. I mean, they're literally unstoppable. Both guys can go get a bucket whenever they want. Nobody can stop them. They both go off. They do their thing. They create. They get space. They knock down shots from everywhere. They both can do it inside, outside, drive. Have bodies on them, doubles on them. Doesn't stop them. They just cut through it and get it done. Kid said about Luka, quote, he's Luka. He loves the stage. As it gets bigger, he gets better, end quote. You know, think about this. I said on Coast to Coast a couple of weeks ago, whatever, right on the air, I said it. I said, Luka Doncic is the best player in the world. And he's better than D-Book. I said, Booker's incredible. There's no doubt about it. They both can fill it up every single game and do whatever they want. Nobody can stop them. I get that. But I just think that Doncic is all around better. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like Doncic plays defense. I think Booker does a better job at that end. But when it comes to the entire package on the offensive end, I don't think there's anybody better in the entire NBA. I mean, I mean it. I literally think he's the best player in the world right now. Based on his size and what he does with the ball, he controls the tempo of a game. I mean, every single game, he's in charge of how the game's going to go, the pace of the game, whether it's going to be a run-and-gun game, a fast game, a half-court game, a slow game, whatever you want, he's in charge of that department. Secondly, his handle. I mean, there is literally not one guy in the entire NBA that can get the ball from him, no matter who it is, whether it's the best defenders and Smart, and we might see that. You never know if they both make the finals. It's not Pat Bev who plays ferocious defense. It's not, anybody. I mean, there is literally no one, in my view, that can get the ball from him. The way he uses his body and his extra chunk, whatever you want to call it, weight, Michelin Man look. He's got that same thing that the Joker's got, where he's got the big body, the extra pillow with the weight and the huggable stuff. Your boy can fight off defenders like nobody's business. You just can't get the ball from him. He dribbles the ball better, keeps it between the legs, behind the back, has all the moves, the ditch move where he's like, it's like a hitch, back go, and then he does all this stuff that's just incredible to keep defenders at bay. They can't do anything with him. When he drives, he can bounce off defenders and still knock down the shot because he keeps his balance and leverage. When he does step backs, which he does, more frequently than any other move, he'll dribble, 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 step back, teardrop, bomb three. I've never seen anybody get space like that. I mean, a guy can create space like he was running a parking garage. I mean, a guy literally can shed a defender nothing you've ever seen. He just is just automatic. There's no one that can stay on him in his face because he can get away from you, step back. He's so long and tall, he can lean back. A lot of people compare KD, the cream puff reaper, Durant's, jumper where he steps back and gets in the air. He's 7 foot no matter what. But when he jumps, he's like 9.5 feet in the air and he's leaning back and there's no one in the league that can block the shot. It's just impossible. Well, Doncic does the same thing at his size to get free of a defender and be able to lean back and fire that ball high with an arm extension into the sky. And then the ball comes flopping through the net like Splash City. I mean, you talk about getting teammates involved. This guy makes every single player on that Dallas team better. You could put him in the MVP conversation already. I know they gave it, which I think corrupt-wise, to Jokic for a second straight year. I thought Embiid deserved it. Leading the league in scoring at 30.4 the whole season is all you need to know. For me, for my book, it's JoJo. They gave it to Joker. I think it was BS. It is what it is. But I can guarantee you one thing. Next year, for me, my money, Joker is not going to win it. Embiid's not going to win it. Luka Doncic is going to win it because he's already the best player in the league. He's the best player in the world. Seriously, I mean it. I know that everybody wants to just say that right now, in this time, in this window, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo as, you know, the best player in the world. Does it all on both ends of the floor, rebounding, blocking shots, stops. Offensively, he's like a gazelle. He runs up and down the floor. He can get from one basket to the other basket in five steps, literally five steps. He runs. His stride is so long, he goes past half court, two more steps, he's dunking. That's what happens with him. But for my money, I want to watch Luka Doncic more than I want to watch Giannis clanking threes or, you know, his only game for me is getting to the 10. And no one can stop him, and he gets fouled every time he goes to the 10, and he ends up at the line, and then we got to wait for the guy to shoot free throws for 20 minutes. But Luka Doncic does so much more, and the way he passes, the way he scores, the way he makes everybody around him better. I mean, he earned the Western Conference Finals. I can't wait to watch this series start tonight in San Francisco because the Warriors are going to have their hands full. I don't think Draymond Green can guard him either. They're going to put everyone in the kitchen sink on this guy to stop him, and he's still going to do his thing. Count on that. Yeah, I know the Warriors can hit tons of threes, and they should win the series, but I want to watch Luka beat their ass down every night with his game because his game is beautiful. There's nothing like it.